grace to you and peace from God the Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God which we direct our attention is written in the 8th chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, the 12th verse. I will remember their sins no more. No more crossing, no more death, no more teachers to be left. That bit of gravel echoed throughout the nation as bugs came busting out all over last night. And while you and I may be a little more sophisticated, and our gravel a little more involved in that, we might even have antithetic parallelism in it, nonetheless, that sentiment is very much a part of the way life is on this day. It's the end. No more. If I needed a lesson in what that word meant, I got it about 20 minutes of 9 yesterday morning as the last test was dropped on my desk. And it was written on everyone's face. No more. Well, I think you'd suggest that that is not a bad word for the end of a school year and the beginning of our active work in the policies of our city. No more. I will remember your sins no more. To fully comprehend and understand that phrase, it is power in this letter. We need to look at how that phrase is used as a word of God's judgment. For God also says no more regarding our sin and regarding his wrath on us. But he has had enough of it. But he is filled with it that our sins are spent in his nostrils and that we deserve wrath, punishment, yes, even annihilation. Listen to some of the ways in which the prophets of God spoke of God's no more judgment. Ezekiel. And I will bring you to a dreadful end, and you shall be no more. Though you be fought for, you will never be found again. And I will stop the music of your songs, and the sound of your lyres shall be heard no more. I will make you a bare rock. For Isaiah, the noise of the timbers is stilled, the noise of the jubilant has ceased. The myth of the lyre is filled no more do they drink wine with sin. For Jeremiah, moreover, I will banish from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the grinding of the millstones and the light of the lamp. And they're all put together by St. John. So shall Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence, and shall be found no more. And the sound of harpers and minstrels, of flute players and trumpeters, shall be heard indeed no more. And the craftsmen of any craft shall be found indeed no more. And the sound of the millstone shall be heard indeed no more. And the light of the lamp shall shine indeed no more, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard indeed no more. God's judgment is a fail, is no more wiser to despair or to consider and to repent. So that we may hear his other no more. I will remember your sins no more. For the sake of Jesus Christ, who took upon him all of the no mores of God's judgment, God no more pronounces judgment on us. And for his sake, he announces that our sins are forgiven and that we are whole and well before him. But instead of being outcast, people who will be fought for and never found, we are the people for whom he comes speaking in his grace, and whom he rescues in his love, and whom he enfolds in his mercy. We are the ones to whom he says again and again, I will remember your sins no more. Every time you hear the word, or read, or ponder, or have absolution pronounced on his God is saying, no more will I remember your sins. And every time we make the sign of the cross and remember our holy baptism, God is saying, no more will I remember your sins. And whenever we partake of the precious body and blood of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, he is saying to us, no more will I remember your sins. And it is that kind of a path and method that he entrusts to us. To go out into a world that doesn't even know it is under the murmur of God's wrath and punishment. To announce to them, God is set up with their sins, and God will most surely slay them in his wrath. But to announce to them the mercy and grace of a loving God. He says, to the root of sinners, I will remember your sins no more. What a message of comfort and hope to people who are desperate and despairing and lonely and afraid and fearful. To be able to say to them, in the stead and by the command of the Lord Jesus Christ, God will remember your sins. No more. So let us with joy and zeal and vigor and energy and powered by the Holy Spirit of God go into this broken world to speak to them, God, no more. Amen.